Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is kindness. Our scripture for today can be found in Ephesians 4:32. It says, "We are to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God has forgiven us." Kindness is one of the first moral lessons we are taught. We tell children, be kind to others. Kindness, we say, is an important means to show love. We exhort children and adults alike to practice random acts of kindness. Who then can oppose Paul's advice to the Ephesians to be kind, especially when, as Paul does, one links kindness with compassion and forgiveness? Yet there is a dark side to kindness. When we emphasize kindness for the weak but not the strong, kindness can be a code word for submission. Kindness and forgiveness can be rhetorical weapons to encourage women, people of color, and others with less power not to confront the misdeeds of the powerful. You just need to forgive and be kind, some are told when they complain that others have treated them with malice, injustice, and abuse. This version of kindness papers over but does not treat deep wounds. It is an unkind understanding of kindness. Are we better off, then, being unkind in the face of an unkind world? No. Paul is still right. We should be kind, compassionate, and forgiving. But such kindness is not rooted in deference to the powerful or unwillingness to confront injustice. Instead, kindness is rooted in who God is and who God has called us to be. Paul reminds us, in Christ, God has forgiven us. God's nature is loving kindness, a commitment to generosity and joy, despite the misdeeds of others. And God calls us to make loving kindness the center of our identity so that we too may be filled with generosity and joy, regardless of what unkind actions we experience from others. Ultimately, choosing kindness is about claiming who God has made us and called us to be, an identity that cannot be taken away. Let us pray. God, help us to be kind to others, regardless of who they are, as you are kind to us. Let our kindness express the best you call us to be. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Crystal Wolston, and I just read a devotion written by Roland Fernandez. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/DEVOS.